in upon you, and things seem to be closing in upon you, and you just say, I just need a break. Dear friends, you can rest assured of this. Your adversary, who walks about seeking whom that he may devour, he desires to break you. He desires to have his way with you. He desires to manipulate you and create problems and havoc in your life. You say, well, Brother Lynn, how am I going to get a break then? Focus on the one who loves you. Dear friends, if you have your Bibles with you today and would like to turn with us to the general epistle of James. James chapter number 4. Written by James the Just in about 60 A.D., James is considered one of the pillars of the early church. Great man of God, who had a desire to convey a message that is not only meaningful, but is very impactful. In James chapter number 4, Lord willing, today for just the next few minutes, we feel led by the Holy Spirit to focus upon verse 7 and a portion of verse number 8.
7 and 8.
Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh to you. Oh, dear friends, when the Lord spoke to our heart, he began to reveal to us just how important that it is for us to take a break now and then. Life is very hard, and it can be very grueling from time to time. And if you and I today don't have the proper perspective in our lives, the adversary, the devil himself, will create problems in your life that will not only hinder you, but drag you down. I can tell you today, the spiritual woes that we face today is very grueling and very tiring. I can tell you, dear friend, that when you look at your life today and see all the things that's coming about you, I can tell you it can take a toll very quickly. But I can also say this, if we don't have our focus upon the Lord, the old adversary will come about seeking whom that he may devour and desire to bring you even lower. I believe, dear friends, the problems of the early church was something that James dealt with greatly. But when you look at chapter number 4 of this general epistle, you will find there that the theme of chapter 4 has to do with the rebuking of worldliness. What he was saying is this: hold the world at bay and embrace the will and the love of God. That's what Jesus said: come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You can rest assured of this, dear friend. The Lord has a desire to bless you and to help you and enable you to thrive in the midst of the chaos we're in. Oh, what did James say? He said this. He said here in verse 7, he says, submit yourselves therefore to God. What's he saying? He's saying, yield to God. Yield to the Lord. Allow the Lord to refresh you and to help you and to strengthen you and to settle you and to ground you. You know something, dear friends, if we forget the focus upon the Lord Jesus Christ, the adversary, the devil, will knock us from pillar to post. And I can tell you, sometimes the pitfalls and the circumstances of life will come up cares and the problems and the woes of life sometimes compel upon us and have us to find ourselves focusing on that instead of focusing on God and whom that is our faith is in. Oh, it's easy for you and I to get distracted. It's easy for you and I to find ourselves in a fix trying to do this and to do that and to go here and to go there. You say, well, then how do you know? I've done that. I've been there. And sometimes life can catch us and take such a hold upon us, we'll forget to put our trust in God. Oh, as I begin to think about giants, I know what he said in this verse. He said to submit yourselves, therefore, to God. What he's saying is to put the Lord first and foremost in your life and all that it is that you say and do. Don't give any credence to the devil himself, but keep your mindset upon God. If you resist the devil, he will do this. He'll flee from you. As I began to think about this, the Holy Spirit began to speak of our heart, saying this. James would say also in verse number 17 of chapter 4, he says, therefore, to him that knows to do good, and doeth not, it to him it is sin. We know what to do. We've been instructed what to do, and it is God's will that we do it. You know why? Because we need a breakdown in you. Sometimes we just get tired. Sometimes life takes its toll. You say, well, Brother Lynn, I get so worried. I get so worried. I get so weary. I get so worn out with the things that is compelled upon me and compiling in my life. It seems to weigh me down. It troubles me. And I find myself not a benefit to others. And I find myself very low. You see, dear friends, James is saying, submit yourselves to God. He's saying, yield to God. Talk to God. Surrender to God. Commit to God. Allow the Lord, praise God, to help you. Because you see, dear friends, we all need a breakdown again. You say, well, Lynn, I've heard that all my life. Isn't it time, dear friends, that we implement it in our hearts, minds, and souls and do it? Why? Because we need a break. Sometimes our minds just need to warm us. Have you ever been so tired and weary that you feel as though you can't put one foot in front of the other and you've actually not done nothing? Not done anything. Because you know what? The worries and the stress and the anguish and pain of life can take its toll. You say, I need a remedy from that. I need some help in that. That's why the Bible says that our Lord is our present help in time of trouble. And James is saying that we're to submit ourselves, therefore, to God. And if we will do that, the devil will do what? Flee. I can deal with a lot. I can take on a lot. But when Satan gets in the mix, it just messes everything up. Why does Satan do that? Because you see, dear friends, he desires to destroy. Oh, did not Jesus say that he come to give us life and to give it more abundantly? But he spoke about the devil who had a desire to bring hardship. Oh, dear friend, you may have things in your life that may be taking its toll on you. You may have a load that's very heavy and hard to bear. And I want you to understand something this. The old devil, he sees your weights, he sees your tears, he sees your weeping, and rest assured this, he will kick you when you're down.
But Satan hates you. We might as well just tell it like it is. He does. Yeah. And I want you to understand something. Old James knew it. He felt it. He felt opposition. But this he didn't know. He said this. Draw nigh to God. And he will draw nigh. Praise God to you. Oh, dear friend, the Bible tells us in the book of James, in James chapter number 2, and verse number 19, take heed to this. The Bible says, thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe, and they tremble. What he said, if you submit yourself to the Lord, if you yield to the will of God, the whole Bible lets us know that the adversary will be held, praise God, at bay. Now there's a lot of things that you can deal with. And there's a lot of things that you struggle dealing with. But let me tell you, if old Lucifer can get in the mindset, the situations in your life, you'll find yourselves, if you're not careful, falling by the wayside and spiritually deprived and finding yourselves in a sense of pain and anguish because the circumstances being manipulated by Satan is having a toll on you and those around you. Why does he do that? Suppress your witness, to rob you of the joy and peace that comes from serving God. When you look at the pillars of the early church in Jerusalem, the worldliness of Rome was great. The oppression of the Roman Empire was real. The circumstances and the pitfalls of life that plagued you plagued James. So the woes and the worries and the hardships came down upon him as we knew you, but he knew as we know that if we submit ourselves and we will yield to God, the Lord will lift you up and he will bless you and give you, praise God, what you need to get through. Sometimes we just need a break, don't we? You know, I get sometimes a little bit tired. And my wife says I'm the first person that she's ever seen that can sleep sitting up. I can sit and take about a 10-minute nap. I call it a power nap. She'll say, "You're asleep?" And I said, "No, I'm just resting my eyes." Because you see, every once in a while, you just need to pray. Sometimes you just got to surrender and give it to God and ask the Lord to bless you and to help you. When James used this term, to submit, that's a military term. It means that we're to yield under authority. When someone is in the military, they have a commander. They follow orders. I want you to understand something today, dear friend. Jesus Christ has gave us our marching orders to obey his will. Now listen. How many of you, don't raise your hand, but how many of you recently have went to the doctor? Or went to a walk-in clinic? Or went somewhere for medical attention? Now these physicians that God has blessed us to go to will examine us, run a few tests upon us, maybe write us a prescription or two, and give us some instruction. Now that is because they want you to feel better, but more importantly, you want to feel better. But I want you to understand something today, dear friends. If we will heed to what our local physicians will say, why are we not heeding to what they said the
possession, for he knows he is, and he forever will be, the Lord of lords, and the King of kings, and the Master, praise God, of all. Now, if we go to the doctor, and he says, don't do this, and don't do that, and we don't heed to it, and we fall by the wayside, who's following? I got a piece of steel in my eye a few years ago. Working in an automotive, got a piece of steel in it. Rubbed it, flushed it, done everything I could to it. Finally washed it out. But it had lacerated my eye. Went to the emergency room that night because it was so bad. Emergency room physician gave me some salve, put a patch on it, got me a prescription, and laid it down. Exactly what to do. If you do that, you'll be all right. I don't know why I thought I knew more than he did. And I took his instructions, and I took his prescription home. That's where I left. 3 days later, I had a terrible eye infection. I'm in good trouble. So then I had to go back. Oh, and it was much worse than it was before. And the healing process was longer than what it once was. And my recovery was longer than what I anticipated. You know why? It was because I did not yield. I did not submit to the instructions that was given. I say that to say this. The Lord God Almighty has blessed us, willing to help us, to give to us what we need so that we can catch a break in this life. We have a lot of this, don't we? I can't speak for you, but I can speak for me. I bring a lot of it on myself. I thought about James. I thought about this man who loved the Lord, who had a desire to praise God. When you see your friends, Bible historians and scholars and theologians say that when people would come to Jerusalem and go to the synagogue, most of the time when they looked at James, he was on his knees. He was praying. And they are a quote in Bible history that states that James had a nickname. They called him Camel Knees because all the time he was seen on his knees calling out to God. I believe, dear friends, if we will submit ourselves to the will and the word of God, the God that we serve and belong to will bless us and enable us to have a breakdown again. Some of you own some of these new modern cars. You can be driving down the road, and on your iDrive screen, it will sometimes say, you need a break. My wife's car does that. Every time she goes towards Cookville or Nashville, it'll come up on that screen, you need a break. Makes her so mad she can't stand it. But they would. Dear friends, has the Lord put something on the screen of your heart asking you to need a break? What's it going to take for us to have a break today? You say, well, Brother Lynn, is it complicated? No! What did James say? He said that if we draw out of God, he'll draw out of us. The Lord has equipped us. He's enabled us to fight this spiritual war. He's blessed us with our marching orders. He's given us, praise God, what we need, for the Bible says in Ephesians 6, verses 10 and 11, the warrior's power is this: finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, dear friends, rest assured of this: if we're willing to do and apply what the Lord says, we can catch a break in this whole time that we can come together to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. But so many have come to the house of prayer with their minds so filled with the problems of life, they've allowed the devil himself to rob them from the very joy of worship. That may have happened today. That may have happened to you. You may be thinking more about what something's going to fix, something's going to have ready for dinner. You may be more concerned about what kind of line you're going to get at the Cracker Barrel. You might be concerned about a lot of things. When we are to be concerned about praising God and worshiping the Lord and giving praise and glory to the Lord that's blessed us and enabled us to be here today. I can tell you today, dear friends, the Bible says in Psalm 73 and verse 26, my flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. We may fail, we may come short, but I can tell you today, the Lord is still willing to bless you and give you, praise God, a break. I tell my wife all the time, no matter how busy we've been in ministry, no matter how grueling the week prior to coming here has been, I see you worshiping with my brothers and my sisters in Christ sanctuary. I do. I see it as a time of rest. I see it as a time of joy. I see it as a little glimpse of peace. You say, well, Brother Lynn, you're strange. You're just not right. Oh, well, dear friends, I'll tell you this. How you do? I start looking forward to come Sunday on Monday. Monday morning. I start thinking about coming. You say, well, that's a week away. Well, I know it's a week away. Well, God knows my heart. I got to have something to look forward to. Why? Because I can tell you, in this old chaotic world, when you're pulled here and you're pulled there, it's good to be able to come in a tranquil atmosphere with God's family and in the presence of the Lord. What a break God has given to us. You say, well, Brother Lynn, so-and-so ain't here today. Look what they're missing. I thought about this. The Bible says in Psalms 37, in verse number 7, the psalmist David said, rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the men who bringeth wicked devices to pass. What David is saying is this: we have an opportunity to rest in the Lord and the weight of the blessing from on high, and not allow self to get in the way, and that the Lord God Almighty will hold evil at bay, enabling us to come together in one mind and in one accord to sing the praises of God. In need of a break. We're not saying a vacation or a sabbatical. What constitutes a break? Well, dear friends, if you can have a few moments to be on one-on-one with the Lord,
Bible says to be still and to know that I am God. You know, sometimes we forget that. You know why? Because of this problem, this worry, this challenge, this crisis. Listen, it just ain't on your plate. It's on mine. The Bible says in Matthew 5 and 45 that it rains on the just and on the unjust. But what makes your life and my life different than the lives of those that are in the world is that spiritual umbrella called hope. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Our hope is in the one who can give you life. Our faith is in the one that can take those trying, lumbering steps, put energy in your feet, and a spring in your strength. You say, well, Brother Lynn, if I just yield and if I just submit, if I just resist the devil, will all my problems go away? No. Praise be to God, we'll have a fresh perspective. Sister Jeannie, I thank you for your testimony. It blessed my heart. Because the woes, the heaviness of life will take its toll. But praise be to God for my sister who knows that you don't go alone. Sometimes we've got to be reminded of that sometimes, don't we? Because I want you to understand something. When I've got problems and worries and woes in my life, sometimes I feel like I'm the only person. I've had people that come up to me and say, I don't know how the Lord's going to help you because I'm getting tied up all day. But you know, the God that we serve and love, He's always present. He's not just here or there. Praise God, He's everywhere. And I'm thankful today. Not only can He answer a prayer, hear it. Cold Creek, Lake City, Rocky Top, Tennessee. We can answer one all the way into California, right? That's the God we serve. The God that desires to give us a word. Give us just a moment to reflect upon Him and His marvelous goodness. You ever wonder why old giants prayed so much? Ever wonder why giants didn't leave Jerusalem much when most of them? The men in that day went to the Gentile world of ministry. You ever wonder why giants stayed pretty well close to Jerusalem? Because that's what God wanted. He didn't put His will before God's will. Let us today not put our will before God's will. We desire that the Lord help us, strengthen us, and enable us to press up with that high calling. In His place in our lives. Let's stand.